I'm not saying that blacks cannot govern. I am saying they have a hell of a time. Now, that must demonstrate something. Now, having said that, let's look at Latin America. Latin America's had 150 years of trying at it, and they don't have much going down there either. Now, Mexico is a one-party government. Colombia, they trade it off every 2 years. Venezuela is tippy-toe, and the rest are dictatorships except for Allende, which is a communist dictatorship. Yeah. Elected, but communist. Now let me come back to another point. Within that scheme, this thought, and I think you might want to do a little piece on this sometime, I think you may have heard me tell of my conversation with Nunez Marin, who incidentally was capable of governing.
Yes.
I think you think well of him. And in 58, after Lima and Caracas, I stopped there. And he and I talked all night, and he drinking his scotch, and he really lived it up. And I trying to keep up with him, practically dead. But he made a very interesting point very late, early in the early morning hours. He said, look, he says, I shouldn't say this. He said, but Mr. Vice President, my people have many fine qualities. I mean, they're courteous, they're good family people in the arts and, philosophy, etc. But he said, I will have to admit, my people, speaking of Latins generally, have never been very good at government.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at that. The Italians aren't any good at government. The Spanish aren't any good at government.
Yeah.
The French have had a hell of a time, and they're half Latin. And all of Latin America is not any good at government. They either go to one extreme or the other. It's either a family, a three extremes, family oligarchy, or a dictatorship, or a dictatorship on the right, or one on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom in the center. Now, having said all that, however, as you compare the Latin dictatorships, governments, etc., and their forms of government, they at least do it their way. It is an orderly way which works relatively well. They have been able to run the damn place. Looking at the black countries, of course, there are only two old ones. Haiti is an old one, and Liberia is a very old one.
Mm-hmm.
Ethiopia is a very old one. But they have a hell of a time running the place.
It's a pretty miserable world.
Now you look at Asia, and you can say, well, what about out there? You don't have democracies. Of course you don't, except Japan, where we impose it, in the Philippines, and it's a hell of a mess. But on the other hand, Thailand, with its oligarchy, has the right kind of a government to Thailand. And we have to say, too, that Iran, with the benevolent Shah...
Pretty well.
With a benevolent Shah, that's the right thing for those folks, I think. Now, what I'm getting back a long way around is this. I think something could be... that's eventually going to come out of it is this, but... And it's right beneath the surface, this whole black-white deal is going to come out the fact that Asians are capable of governing themselves one way or another. We and Caucasians have learned it after slaughtering each other in religious wars and other wars for many, many years, including a couple in the last century. The Latins do it in a miserable way, but they do it. But the Africans just can't run things. Now, that's a very, very fundamental point in the international scene. See my point?
Oh, boy, you sure see it around this place.
Well, yeah, of course you do. You see them. You know, I have mixed feelings. I receive their ambassadors that change all the time, and I've had them here. I love them. They're so kind and so nice. And they're children.
Yeah.
Children.
Yeah.
Huh? You know?
And they always want something like children.
Oh, God, yes, they want. Well, what can you do? I know, but what I meant is it's so childlike. The childlike faith and this and that. And, of course, a lot of them are crooks, but we have crooks, too. Anyway, what I'm getting at is, I think you've got in the field of business, you've got the field of education, for sure. But there are many other areas, as you well pointed out, where they can beat the hell out of us. Now, and they should be proud of those. Athletics isn't a bad achievement. And you look at the World Series, for God's sakes, and what would either of these teams done without, what would Pittsburgh be without a hell of a lot of blacks, huh? And music, the dance. And these things, are they to be therefore just pissed upon? Hell no, they're important. And also, in certain areas, poetry, etc., they have a free and easy style that is adds enormously to our culture. But on the other hand, when you get to some of the more profound, rigid disciplines. They